You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Wednesday, the last day of the month of May. And this is Caroline Levitt. I am pinch hitting for Grace Curley this afternoon. Hope you don't mind. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And then the great Howie Carr will be taking over at 2 p.m. 844-500-4242. You know how to reach us. We have a lot to talk about today, as always. Since I was with you guys last, the 2024 race has been heating up. Governor DeSantis has officially announced he is indeed running for president. Was it much news, as we knew that was happening for many months? I'm interested in your take on his announcement and how that played out. Chris Christie allegedly hopping into the race next Tuesday, actually at my alma mater. And I put on, for those watching the live stream, my St. Anselm College sweatshirt this morning before I knew that Christie was announcing there on Tuesday evening. So my sweatshirt is not an endorsement of Christie's announcement. It is an endorsement of my wonderful alma mater, St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. That will make the race all the more interesting. As we know, Chris Christie has become a rabid Trump hater over the past couple of years. So I'm sure he'll be not shy to take shots at the former president and frontrunner in this race come Tuesday's announcement. Polls are heating up in 2024, too. A lot of protests going on in America. We're going to talk about that a lot. But before I jump into that, and what's going on with the MLB and the Dodgers, and now the Toronto Blue Jays have been involved in this protest because of what the Dodgers did, hosting that disgusting Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence anti-Christian hate group. And don't worry, we're going to jump into it. I got to promote our remote on Friday. This Friday, 2 days from now, Howie and I will be at the Community Oven Pizza in Epping, New Hampshire, which happens to be right off of Route 101 on the seacoast in New Hampshire. And they have some of the best pizza on the seacoast by far. It is brick oven pizza. You can make your own. They have all types of flavors, all types of kinds of pizza. Pick your toppings, add them on there. They have a large bar, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to the general manager of the Community Oven and Pine Hospitality Group, which, by the way, you can still get your gift cards to use at the remote on Friday or anytime in the future. If you go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. These gift cards are not just good for Community Oven in Epping. They're good for Community Oven in Hampton. They are good for Shane's Backyard Barbecue in Hampton, which serves up barbecue food, of course. I've been there before. Excellent food. Susie's Sweet, which is an ice cream stand, among several other restaurants on the seacoast. So it's a really great value, $25 for $50 gift cards for any of those restaurants of your choice. All right. So let's get into this anti-Christian hate group that the LA Dodgers hosted and some of the backlash, because there's been some news over the past 12, 24 hours and just what's going on in this country. I said it throughout my whole campaign running for Congress last year in New Hampshire that it feels as though every institution in this country has been captivated and is being held hostage by the woke left. We absolutely see it in our public school system, as we've seen, especially throughout COVID, woke administrators and teachers pushing radical gender ideology, critical race theory on the minds of our youth through curriculum. We see it at the higher education university level, absolutely, on these college campuses where there is dissent towards conservative students and teachers, many of them feeling like they can't even speak up in their own places of intellectual debate and intellectual curiosity. That doesn't exist anymore in higher ed. And now it's taken its way. The woke culture has really captivated corporate America. And it sucks to be a consumer in this free market economy where it feels like all of our favorite brands are promoting and endorsing values that we can't stand for. And if I leave you with anything today, I hope it's the courage to continue to stand up against these brands such as Chick-fil-A, which we now know, unfortunately, we'll get into that in a second, has been held hostage by the woke left, where they have a big DEI office at Chick-fil-A. We'll talk about that in a minute. But an industry that is probably hard for many of you to boycott, myself included, because I'm a big sports fan, is the MLB. Jared, I know you're a big sports guy, too. You worked in some sports talk radio before coming over to the Howie Carr Radio Network, and it's tough because unlike Bud Light, where there are various options, right, to drink a Miller or an IPA or get wine instead of beer, there's nowhere else to watch professional baseball. But what the MLB has done is really, it's scary, really, the groups that they've been endorsing and promoting. And it's hard, I think, for a lot of people to boycott because it's the only place you can watch professional baseball is the MLB. So let's get into it a little bit. As you guys know, the LA Dodgers honored the anti-Catholic trans group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They are known for mocking Jesus Christ, mocking religious women, mocking nuns and the institution of the Catholic Church. I was looking into their website this morning and their motto is "Go forth and sin some more." And I looked at the biographies of their, quote, sisters, right? They are, again, mocking the Catholic faith, mocking nuns. And these people, I would encourage you to go look at their website just to understand how grotesque this organization is. These, quote, sisters, as they refer to themselves, are really disgusting, horrifying individuals. They have dark makeup on their faces. They wear the veils, again, mocking Catholic nuns. And their bios are all satirical. They are all mocking Christian faith. For example, one of the sisters, his name, I don't even know which gender they subscribe to, is Zaza Glamour. And the bio has a few prompt questions. It says, rules by which you live. Her answer is get cash up front. Why did you join? He writes, I wanted to join a gang, but the Crips and Bloods had membership fees and Hell's Angels had a waiting list. And then what are your religious beliefs? This person writes, radical atheist terrorist. That's one of the members of this Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence group. According to their website, I'm not making this up. I literally copied and pasted from their own official website. And this is the group that the LA Dodgers, an MLB team, decides to give their community hero award to. I mean, really? There's nobody else in the community of Los Angeles that is deserving of this award. I could think of a few groups. How about the nurses and the healthcare workers who were just put through hell through the pandemic? How about the nurses that were fired because they refused to take the vaccine in that city? How about the police officers who put their lives on the line every single day because of the violence that has come over the city because they're derelict Democrat leaders there? How about the fire personnel, the EMS personnel that are constantly dealing with the wildfires that California sees and put their lives on the line? But no, the LA Dodgers have chosen to endorse, support, and honor and award this disgusting anti-Christian group. They gave them the Community Hero Award. Imagine, Jared, if they did that to an openly anti-Muslim group. Can you imagine the outroar?
What community service did they provide to earn this award?
Right. What have they done for the community? I looked on the website because that was my thought too, is, okay, maybe they've done something that is worthy of this. Absolutely not. Aside from their blatant bigotry and mocking the Christian and Catholic faiths, their community service, as they say, includes having fun, includes bringing light to the community. And light for them means what most of us believe is darkness, with drag shows and overly sexually explicit content. But to them, that's providing community service. And obviously, the LA Dodgers agree.
So pole dancing on a crucifix is
exactly
community service. And that in the eyes of the Dodgers now.
Right. Exactly. Pole dancing on a crucifix, mocking Jesus Christ as community service. How disgusting. But not everyone within the organization agrees. And this was breaking news today. One of the main pitchers for the team, Blake Trenin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Jared, you might be able to correct me on that since you're a baseball guy. He posted a statement today, and it is really worth reading the entirety of this statement to you because it's very strong. It's courageous. And it's sad that he is one of two players on the entire team that is speaking up against this. I can guarantee you there are more men on that team that disagree with this bigotry and lunacy. But this guy is one of the only ones that has the you-know-what to stand up and speak against it. This is his statement. I'm disappointed to see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being honored as heroes at Dodger Stadium. Many of their performances are blasphemous, and their work only displays hate and mockery of Catholics and Christian faith. I understand that playing baseball is a privilege and not a right. My convictions in Jesus Christ will always come first. Since I have been with the Dodgers, they have been at the forefront of supporting a wide variety of groups. However, inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform disenfranchises a large community and promotes hate of Christians and people of faith. This single event alienates the fans and supporters of the Dodgers, MLB, and professional sports. People like baseball for its entertainment value and competition. The fans don't want propaganda or politics forced on them. Yes, thank you. The debacle with Bud Light and Target should be a warning to companies in professional sports to stay true to their brand and leave the propaganda and politics off the field. And he ends his statement with a scripture from Galatians 6:7. It says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. This group openly mocks Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of my faith, and I want to make it clear I do not agree with nor support this decision of the Dodgers." And God bless that man, because he probably will lose his position on this baseball team, making millions of dollars to play baseball. Only in America can that happen. But I commend him for his courage and his bravery to speak up against this woke institution that has really been hijacked.
Yeah, according to Baseball Reference, he's actually on the DL right now. I don't expect he'll be getting off the DL.
Yeah, he'll be injured until he's fired. But God bless him for doing it. We have a lot more to talk about. Chick-fil-A, another MLB player is speaking up against Target. He's now being forced to apologize for it. This is a really important topic because it's going to change the landscape of America. And these are the most fundamental values we have in our culture and our society, and we need to keep talking about them. Stick with us. Call in 844-500-4242. This is Caroline Levitt. I'll be right back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Caroline Levitt taking over for the Grace Curley Show today. I'm the pinch hitter, as Jared said when he welcomed me to the office. He said, "Thanks for pinch hitting." I said, "I like that." As a former softball girl, I appreciate the sports references. We're talking now about the ongoing protests against pretty much every institution in America. Is anything sacred anymore? Even our beloved Christian Chick-fil-A has gone down the tubes, you guys. This was breaking yesterday. Chick-fil-A getting a lot of heat because it was revealed through Twitter, of course, where most of this type of news is broken these days, that Chick-fil-A has had a DEI officer since 2020. So they have joined the woke left's agenda to race bait all of us, to divide us based on the color of our skin, the opposite of what the civil rights movement back in the 60s was founded upon. And now we have to boycott Chick-fil-A too, it sounds like. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about Target and the Dodgers. We just talked about the Dodgers. I want to talk about Target. Anthony Bass is a player for the Toronto Blue Jays who spoke up against the Target protest. He will probably be not on the team for much longer either. 844-500-4242. Before we get into that, Ross, what do you got for us?
Hey, Caroline. I was just thinking when I heard the issue about the Dodgers, can you imagine if this were a group of white guys doing shows in blackface all around the greater Los Angeles area? What would happen? I mean, you know, Ben Crump would have been on a jet plane to, you know, to California. And, you know, it's just insane. It's so total insanity. You know, it just, you wonder, what do the radical left-wing groups that are pushing this stuff, what do they have on these organizations? I mean, they got blackmail with the CEO. It makes no logical sense.
Yeah, Ross, thank you for bringing that up. And as I said before the break, you know, imagine if this was an openly anti-Christian, anti-Catholic group. Imagine if this was an anti-Muslim group, the outrage. Or to your point, right, imagine if this was an anti-African-American group. Or it's just bigotry, plain and simple. And to think that this is who the Dodgers is promoting, your question is a great one, right? We have to look at the money. Who is paying these organizations to prop up this agenda? Well, the World Economic Forum, we have to keep our eyes on that prize, right? This is a global push to bring every institution in America to the woke left so that they are dividing we the people and weakening our country from within. 844-500-4242. We'll get to our poll question because it is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, our poll question is right on brand today. What is it? What are the results?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is which of these would be the hardest for you to boycott? Bud Light, Target, MLB, or Chick-fil-A?
Whew. My answer is Chick-fil-A. Target, you can get the same stuff online. You can go to Walmart, which is a not woke company yet, so as far as we know. So Chick-fil-A is going to be tough for me. It's my favorite fast food chain.
Chick-fil-A far and away in the lead at 66%, 18% for Target, 10% for MLB, and 6% for Bud Light.
Huh. I'm surprised MLB wasn't at the top of the list because there's no other options. At least Chick-fil-A, not really either, right?
I mean, it is.
Where else can you get a good chicken sandwich?
The standard bearer, I think, for fried chicken sandwiches. Or even grilled chicken salads. The sauces, right. Everything there is spectacular.
It's also the standard for like healthy food when you're on the road. I mean, Panera, but there's not a lot of them. All right, we're going to keep talking about this. Caroline Levitt on The Grace Curley Show. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
It is Caroline Levitt on the mic today, not Grace Curley. 844-500-4242. We're talking boycotting and protesting woke corporations in America, and the lines are blowing up. People have a lot of strong feelings on this. And before we get to your call, so for those that have dialed in, stay tuned because I'm going to get to you. I want to give you one more example of where this is happening. And of course, we know the LA Dodgers, which we've already discussed today, have awarded this disgusting anti-Catholic Christian group. And Jared and I were just talking at the break. This is not an anti-freedom of religion show we're having. This is an anti, why the heck are corporations that should be promoting baseball promoting this kind of woke agenda and this blatant bigotry? Again, it goes back to there are so many true heroes in the Los Angeles community that they could have given this community award to, but they chose to give it to an anti-Christian Catholic group. So we should choose not to support such organizations and corporations that make these decisions. And another one of them is the Toronto Blue Jays, another Major League Baseball team. One of their pitchers as well. It's these pitchers. The pitchers got the courage, I guess. I haven't seen any shortstops or third basemen speaking out. It's always the pitchers, but that's just a coincidence, I think. But anyway, Anthony Bass, he's one of the relievers for the Toronto Blue Jays. He is an open conservative, open Christian. He shares conservative and Christian posts on his personal Instagram page all the time. I do follow him because his wife is a influencer on Instagram that I like to follow for fashion advice and such. And he posted a video. He reshared a video. It wasn't even him talking. He reshared someone else's video about the Target boycott. And I'm going to let this video speak for itself. Jared, cut one.
Here's the reason biblically why I believe Christians ought to be boycotting Target and Bud Light and any other corporation that's pushing the things they're pushing. I think a lot of people make this into a political issue, or they say, oh, what's the big deal? If, you know, is it really going to make that big of a difference if I'm shopping there or not shopping there? Here's what the Bible says. It tells us what to do as Christians in Ephesians chapter 5. It says this: take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful to even talk of the things that they do in secret. So what does that mean to take no part? Well, what's Target do? It's a business. They make money. They sell things. And to take part in that is to take part in that God of Mammon that they're serving, and to take part in the darkness that they're purveying and getting out to the world and shoving into children's faces. And to take part in that is to give them your money. And I believe the Bible gives us radical precedent to say no. We are running from that, and to instead expose those things, to shout it to all the people that have ears to hear that this is evil, this is demonic, we won't stand for it, we're not going to go to the stores anymore, and we're not going to give them our money. We're going to let our voice be heard so that people can see the light and so that people can be pulled out of the darkness.
What's wrong with that video, Jared? Find me one thing. He's sharing biblical truth. He was sharing free market capitalism, if I may, right? We as consumers, we have the ability, the freedom to choose which brands we support, to choose which stores we shop at. But according to the Toronto Blue Jays, that video was unacceptable and Anthony Bass should have never shared it, to the point where they forced this guy to apologize. And I was upset to see this. I think it displays cowardice. I wish he would have stood strong, like we've seen from the LA Dodgers player with that strong statement I read to you previously. And here's the video that Anthony Bass released after the Toronto Blue Jays, his team, condemned him for sharing that post. Jared, cut two.
I recognized yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine, close family members of mine. I'm truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologized with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
You can so tell when you watch the video, not just listen to the audio, that like someone handed him this script and said, here, like, we will rid you of your contract if you don't repeat these lines. He doesn't believe it. You can see it in his eyes. And he's forced to say it. And it's so sad. I mean, this is like true oppression from the top down. We've seen it in our healthcare system with nurses being fired for not taking the vax. We see it on big tech social media when conservatives are censored and silenced for sharing their views. Now we see it in these corporate America organizations where if you simply share a post about your values or political beliefs in your personal time, you now have to stand up and apologize for that. And I'm really disappointed in him for doing it. Don't apologize. Stop backing down. The woke left, they don't apologize. They are hell-bent on pushing their agenda at every single freaking turn that they can. So we should be hell-bent on standing up and saying, no, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to continue to share our beliefs and values. We're not going to shop at these stores and brands that don't align with them or that openly promote bigotry and such. We got to be stronger and tougher, or we're going to continue to be steamrolled. And it starts with the culture. Politics is the downstream of culture, as we've always heard infamously throughout the years. 844-500-4242. Let's go to my good friend, Zebra. Zebra, how are you today?
Hey, or Zebra, whichever you prefer. Continental pronunciation. Hey, thanks for taking the call. I feel the same way you do about the Toronto player, but I'm going to give him a slide because in Canada, they do not have a First Amendment right, and he would not be able to sue for wrongful dismissal. So, but I do feel how terrible he must feel. But even Peter denied three times and was forgiven. So I can't be any less of a gracious person. So let's let him have that and keep someone at least to spit that out there. And my comment was to make no mistake about this. The people on the Dodgers organization, Target, Chick-fil-A, whatever, for a long time, there's been an infiltration of this extreme left, and this is their game plan. The Dodgers could have picked, like you said, anybody else, but what they're trying to do is trying to move the needle of society and goodness and actually shock other people into silence by doing this with their leaders and influencers, because they don't have the numbers or society behind them. Mm. They have a situation here where they know they're a minority, so they're trying to push it into the boardrooms, and it's happened throughout. It's a direct attempt. And they could have picked somebody, a leader in the community that did work helping people who were had AIDS or without other things that were good. They could have picked gays against groomers, but you see, that wouldn't move the needle. That would just reinforce the American social beliefs, which is do your own thing. We're a republic, and what that means is you get to live your life however you want, but you don't get to tell other people how to live theirs. And that's the part they hate.
Yeah. Yeah. As you bring up a good point too, but respectfully, I feel like you're contradicting yourself, right? Because you're saying they are doing these things because they want to shock the system and they want people to shut up. And then we're commending, you know, people that are put in these situations. And I get it. Like, it's tough. Anthony Bass, obviously his salary, his livelihood depends on his MLB contract. I know, I follow his family on Instagram. They have three young babies. He's doing what's right for him personally. But we have to keep our eyes on the prize, like I said, on the greater perspective of what's happening in this world. And they want us all to shut up and be silent, like you said. And that's why they're pushing it and they're pushing the envelope. See how much control they can establish. It's scary. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're live. This is Caroline Levitt.
Hey, Caroline. That last caller was spot on. They're pushing the envelope, trying to shock us into submission.
Mm-hmm.
Is truly what's going on. Now, I have great respect for people of the Islamic faith out in Dearborn, Michigan. They stood up to this stuff at a school board meeting and said, no, you're not going to push this down our children's throats.
Mm-hmm.
We want our kids to be taught the three R's. And I have grandchildren, and one is in the fourth grade. And one Monday morning, a male teacher wearing slacks came in wearing 5-inch women's heels. He started laughing at him, and the other boys and the other kids started laughing at him, and he got in trouble. And anyway, the daughter-in-law, she basically told the teacher, no, this is not appropriate. You don't need to flaunt your sexuality in front of my child.
Right.
You know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, and if that makes me a homophobe, then I'm a homophobe. I never had an issue with gay marriage. I never had an issue when I worked with gay men, 40-some-odd years ago when I worked in restaurants. But it's gotten to the point now of where it's just in your face. And if you speak up about it, we're going to label you a homophobe. So you know what? Whatever. I don't care.
No, Tom, you're 100% right. And forget about the labels. You have common sense. And for your young grandson to be exposed to that, it's completely inappropriate. We don't allow heterosexual teachers to talk about their sexual relations with their spouse of the opposite gender, right? It's not appropriate for anyone to be talking about that in a classroom with young students or students of any kind. It's just completely inappropriate and it's off the rails. And we need to just expect that when we speak common sense in America today, we're going to be labeled. So we just have to own those labels and keep fighting the good fight. 844-500-4242. And did you know, I'm sure you did because you're feeling it, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. He wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself and then give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. We've had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, no filters to replace, only 1/3 the cost of those big bulky air purifiers. With code GRACE, you'll save money and receive free shipping. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Caroline Levitt filling in for Grace Curley today. 844-500-4242. We're talking about boycotting big corporate America. And the listeners, you guys are hopefully loving it. The lines are blowing up. So let's go to Bob. Bob, you are live. This is Caroline Levitt.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much, Bob. How are you?
I'm excellent as well. I'm calling because, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I have difficulty reconciling the conservative mindset that private corporations should be pretty much able to do whatever the heck they want to do. There's no guarantee that anyone on this planet is authorized a job, and if it's something that's going to hurt my bottom line as a corporate owner and somebody wants to contradict me, they've got the First Amendment right to say whatever they want, but just like government shouldn't be coming in and telling me that I have to, if I'm a religious organization, provide abortions at a cost to me, I don't think that somebody else should be complaining because I'm setting the rules. And if you want to keep your job, you're going to say this. And if you don't want to, fine, you're fired. And there should be no repercussions from that.
Bob, wait, so real quick, Bob, I want to keep you because I don't disagree with what you're saying, right? Government shouldn't be meddling in private business. And those that run the Dodgers organization or Target or Kohl's or all these other companies, they have the freedom to make these decisions. But shouldn't they be thinking about their bottom line? I mean, looking at Bud Light and Target, Target has lost, I think it is $12 billion in the last 14 days. And so what's their rationale for making these decisions?
I agree with you. It's their rationale to make. And if they decide to engage in corporate charity and we as the consumers decide to boycott them, and we boycott them, and it's the idea of, in Massachusetts, how we went from there's smoking and non-smoking to now there's no smoking. The idea that every place should be smoking. Everybody should be able to smoke wherever they want. If people didn't want to go to the place, fine. They go out of business when people stop going there and visiting the place. Mm-hmm. Government shouldn't be coming in and telling them, hey, you shouldn't do this. Boycott it, drive on. But if they want to tell somebody you have to say this or you lose your job, that's well within their right, and they should be allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And if it hurts their bottom line, so be it.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with your argument, Bob. I don't. But from the conservative perspective is, if you disagree with what your boss is doing to the point where it is literally violating your values as a human being and as a person, you should have the courage to stand up and say, no, I disagree with you, and I'm going to move on and work for another organization. And I think that's the emphasis we've tried to put on the last hour of the show is, like, we as conservatives, are we just going to keep getting steamrolled by all of these corporations that are making these decisions, or are we going to stand up and say, like, no, enough is enough. I don't care if I lose my employment. Like, I'm going to do and say what's right for me. And anyone with any beliefs should have, I think, just the basic courage as a human to do that. 844-500-4242. Thanks, Bob, for calling in. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, how are you?
Hey, Caroline. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Sure.
When listening to this, this brought me right back to the blatant, flagrant disrespect of the American flag in the NFL, mm-hmm. and Drew Brees came out and gave a very impassioned, truthful, reasonable, resonating counter message to that, and about how his dad or his grandfather fought in World War II, and I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And he turned right around and apologized for his own belief system. And I remember, like, you know, I remember thinking, you know, like, Drew Brees is no simp. You know, Drew Brees is no, you know, gender fluid, you know, weakling. This is a strong alpha male, you know, showing this mm-hmm. kind of cowardice. And as a man, you know, it really bothered me that in this, you know, postmodern feminist war on men, you know, that like that even our strongest men yeah. are bowing to this.
Yeah.
And my opinion is that before, you know, before this Toronto guy, you know, posted his video, you have to do a gut check and you have to ask yourself, am I going to see this through to the end? Because he knew what he was going to get when he posted it.
Right.
He knew that the progressive, you know, maniacs were going to come after him. And now he just looks like a massive coward, you know, like he's just dug his own grave. Because like your previous caller said, you know, I agree with your previous caller. It's a private organization. If their decision was to tell him, say this or go, well, then, you know, it's on you to decide how much do you really believe what you just posted? Mm-hmm. Because now he looks like an awful coward. And I am just so tired as a man to see so many strong, highly capable, you know, desirable, good, strong men that other men look up to just fall like matchsticks to this progressive woke mob. It's so upsetting to see as a man, you know, and I don't mean to cut women out of the conversation. I'm just looking through it, you know, through my lens as a man, you know, trying to make yeah. my way through this, you know, world where I'm a cisgendered white supremacist gatekeeper of the patriarchy everywhere I go. And it's because guys like Drew Brees, and it's because guys like this dude from the Toronto Blue Jays, that's what's fueling mm-hmm. this awful anti-man narrative.
Yeah.
So I'm extremely, I'm not upset with the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm upset with this fair weather coward, you know, that didn't do a gut check before he said what he was going to say. And now this is even worse. Talk about pouring gasoline on insane ideas.
Yeah. Ronnie, thank you for your passion and for calling in. I'm so glad I took your call because you really just hit the nail on the head. And what these people who are pushing this agenda, and again, this goes back to the globalist elite that wants to destroy America from within. And how do you destroy a country? You go after the strongest people within that country. And that has always been, in every civilization, the men. Tear down masculinity, rip up the family unit. That's how you destroy a society, and that's what they're after. Thanks, Ronnie. Caroline Levitt on The Grace Curley Show. We'll be right back.